Hey everyone, and welcome to the Lyric Podcast. This episode, we're going to be talking about surviving depression and also a near-death experience. I'll play an episode on that. Also, I'll play a song that I produced and some lyrics I wrote. In the song, I'm describing a bit of my mental state. And since we're talking about depression, nobody sees how difficult it is to be in your own shoes and to do what you do and survive obstacles. Imagine waking up to noise of thoughts, waking up to panic, waking up to disturbing feelings that you may feel when you wake up to your day. Things that stop you from doing what you want. Talking about the continuous depression creative people face. It's known that people who are more entrepreneurs and creative have a higher risk of depression and self-criticizing thoughts. Imagine a person who doesn't criticize himself, his own work, and is still aiming to improve, is still aiming to do better, and yet he's not critiquing his own work. Stress weighs heavy on business people, entrepreneurs. And the one thing I found that can be relieving about or meditating when it comes to surviving depression, just like surviving near-death experience, is fighting, but not fighting against yourself. No, fighting for survival. This is when I was drowning, I was looking for any way possible to grab life by its throat, and I wouldn't let it go. So surviving depression is kind of the same thing, where you can't fight it, but you can try to survive it. It means you can try to do anything necessary to distract yourself from feeling sad. I focused on producing musical stories. The song called How Long by Eli Azari. Now let's spin that thing.
On my way.
Yeah.
Yeah. On my way to the money. Feel the entertainment. Going as for more money.
not really interested in money. It's a funny thing. Any funny. I'm more interested in the music that the money can make. So on my way to the money, ain't it funny? Don't ask how long I've been doing it, honey. Honestly, I've been doing music since 2019. I was born for sound and I just realized it too late. You know, it's okay. On that note, we'll proceed. And now Eli and the sea. Now let's spin that thing.
I love the beach, the sun, the sound of the splashing waves, and the crisp surf of the wind that flows through my hair, summer breeze. There is nothing like a Saturday, Shabbat, afternoon at the beach. This was just another Saturday. Just me and my stepbrother both decided to have some fun and play beach tennis on one of the beaches in southern Ashdod. Everything was going great, we were having a blast. Time went by, and towards the end, at some point, we started throwing dirt and sand off the seafloor at each other, just for fun. It gets really funny because the sand is combined with salty water and quickly formed into chunky balls of dirt, ready to throw. Next thing I know, that dirt pile mixture flying right at me. I got hit and I laughed. Then I grabbed another handful of sea sand mixture and quickly rolled it into a dirt ball. And in order to not hit my stepbrother too hard, I backed off a little. As he responded with yet another throw, which landed right behind me, I kept going back, distancing myself quite a bit from my stepbrother's position. The seawater level at this particular spot seemed quite low, so I had no worries. I kept on with the dirt battle, which felt like a really good release. This game went on maybe almost 5 minutes. As I'm noticing the rescuers closing shop and potentially this is maybe our cue to leave, I get distracted for a little longer.
We can all admit, whoever knows it, the sunset of the Mediterranean Sea is magnificent. Here I was on the beach, facing west, staring directly at the bright setting sun, edging towards the end of the horizon. I attempt to exit the water and walk towards the shore, but this time my luck with the sea has run out. The rip currents and the choppy waters of the sea got their grip on my body. I was suddenly engulfed in the water, reaching up to my chest line, surrounded and dragged by beating waves and pulling currents. Being a lightweight, slim kid in my teens, I was like a feather. The sea level has changed, and it was pulling me so hard back into the water, it was nearly impossible for me to continue walking towards the shore. I realized that instead of walking to shore, I'm getting sucked further back into the sea with the current. Unable to move, I get knocked out by the waves. I realize I can no longer walk to shore. Next, I realize that I'm drowning. Unable to fight the sea pressure, which is pulling me back into the water, I try to float. I'm running out of energy. I'm failing to stay above the water. Soon enough, I will be way beyond rescue. The panic makes you fight till your last breath. You can't believe you're gonna die in the next 15 or 20 minutes. Quickly exhausted and now dropping under sea level, unable to float due to strong sudden waves, I stick my head out for my last breath before going underwater, not knowing if I'll make it for my next breath. I notice the whole beach is now front row to my drowning scene. Faint screaming in the distance, he's drowning, is what kept echoing from the beach. My stepbrother, who was screaming like a panicking schoolgirl, lined up hundreds of people on the beach to watch me drown to my death. A second later, I'm submerged. Unable to pull my head for my next breath, there was almost no air in my lungs, but there was a spark of energy, hope. I managed to push my whole body, desperately reaching up to the surface for my last grab of emptiness. And there it was, a hand. Two mysterious people came to my rescue. They managed to maneuver back to shore and disappear. The medics and police rushed to me asking me if I'm okay, wanting to ask questions. I just kept on walking right past them, as far as possible from this forsaken spot, which almost cost me my life. I never spoke much of it with my stepbrother and how I appreciate what he did for me that day. I never saw my rescuers again. What we're trying to say is that it's good to hear about the things you've been through. It's good to find a way to talk about certain things, to express in a better way rather than just being depressed. You could pick up something that can distract you in a positive way from being down about life, right?
As we wrap up this episode,
If you wish to submit your lyrics and or lyric ideas to be selected and featured, all you have to do is email to lyricpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. It's again lyricpodcast@gmail.com. Your inspirations are welcome. Thank you for those who are listening to the Lyric Podcast, where the lyrics get the stage. Peace.